Each year in May, dance artists and choreographers from across the world come together to share vibrant contemporary dance at the leading dance event of the Irish arts calendar. And the Dublin Dance Festival is what it's called. And the marketing manager of that is Caroline Kennedy, and she's on the phone now. Caroline.
Hi there, how are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. I just realised, Caroline, that I usually play a bit of music between some of the articles, and the last music I played there was Caroline. The team, the radio Caroline. And I only put it on. I didn't do that intentionally. I put it on and I realised.
That was intentional.
There you go.
Certainly put a smile on my face. Thank you.
There you go. Well, you're very welcome to the programme. Caroline, I suppose maybe you'd first of all outline to us what's the objective of the Dublin Dance Festival. And who do you want to see getting involved in that here locally?
Yeah, the Dublin Dance Festival, this is our 10th festival. And as you said there, it's every year in May. And it's just a chance to bring the very best of contemporary dance and what's cool and what's happening all around the world in contemporary dance, bringing it to Dublin audiences and audiences from all around Ireland who travel up and see the work. It's also a platform to show great Irish work and the work of Irish choreographers in Dublin. And in Ireland, it's great to see just the best of Irish and international contemporary dance here on our stages. We really want everyone. There's something for everyone in the program. We've got for people who are new to dance, there's plenty of shows. If you've never seen a dance show before, don't be put off. There's lots to get involved in, lots of really great, fun shows to see. Or if you're really into dance and you've seen loads before, we've got some amazing international artists and Irish artists performing that will appeal to people who are, really into their dance. We've got great stuff for families, really fun shows at the Ark in Temple Bar and out in Dunleary in the Pavilion Theatre. We've got stuff. We really, as I said, I think there's something for everyone in there. We've got lots of exciting work that's actually free out on the streets of Dublin. So outdoor pieces, live body sculptures, all sorts of hijinks and shenanigans that people can just stumble upon or be there at the dedicated time. And we hope that it'll reach audiences who didn't actually know about the festival and, just happen upon this great piece of work outside and get involved, or there really is something for everyone there.
Excellent. And is it targeted at adults or adults and children or just children? What's the target audience?
The target audience is, I suppose primarily adults. Most of our audiences are young people who are into contemporary dance, but it's people who are interested in all art forms. There's a lot of people who are into theatre, people who are into visual art, people who are into all sorts of different cultural forms, and who just want to get involved and do something fun and different. And then obviously we cater for families and we cater for a wide section, young people and people. There's stuff on. The target audience varies, I suppose, in that we've got some amazing work on in the Abbey Theatre, one of the world's leading choreographers, Russell Malafant Company. They're coming to produce present a program of their new work and some of their most iconic work on the Abbey stage. And they're coming direct from London, from Sadler's Wells. So that's a really exciting program of evening of work for people to see at the Abbey. And then there's stuff on in there'll be 7 shows in the Project Arts Centre in Temple Bar. So there's just and then we have stuff out in the Pavilion and in the Ark and on the street. So it's really quite a broad target audience.
Okay, and the real who's who from what you say there of people that are involved in that whole area from different parts of the world coming here and having a look at what we have to offer. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose, people do travel for the festival. They come to Dublin especially. We've got quite a big number of people who travel from abroad to come and see the festival, and people who travel from all around the country, and then obviously Dubliners. So, people do, it's important for Dublin to be part of the international dance scene and to be seen as a place where you can see great work and experience great work.
Okay.
We welcome all sorts.
Brilliant. And the festival has been going for 10 years now, yeah?
Yes, it's actually, it started in 2002, and it was every second year at the start.
Right.
And it's been annual now since, I think, 2009, maybe 2008. And so this is actually the 10th festival.
The 10th festival, okay.
So it's really kind of gained momentum, and people look forward to it every year now and kind of know what to expect. And, you know, audiences grow every year, which is great. So it's a really nice achievement to be at the 10th festival.
Great. And tell me, where would I find out what exactly is on? Where is the best place to get all the information?
The best place, well, we have our website is www.dublindancefestival.ie. And so you can go on there and have a browse, and you can, you know, see either, you know, check out by calendar date, what, you know, what's on that particular date, or go and see, you know, search it by Irish work or international work, or it's broken down by family things and, you know, lots of different categories. So you can just go in and have a browse there, or you can go into our box office is in Film Base in Temple Bar, and we've got the lovely Roisin and Siobhan are in there, so you can go in and have a chat, and they'll talk you through the programme, and maybe you can see what you think appeals to you, or give them a buzz. So our box office number is 672-8815. So that would be the best way to find out.
Okay, Caroline, that's brilliant. Yeah. And I mean, how is the festival funded? Do you have sponsors, or do you have some income from some other sources?
Yeah, well, it would be primary funder would be the Arts Council,
right.
And we also get funding from Dublin City Council, and then we also have media sponsors as well, so the Irish Times and RTE and entertainment.ie they've all been very kind and, you know, helping us get the message out there and spreading the word, and other sorts of funding, you know, lots of the embassies and cultural institutes from the different countries. So the artists travelling from abroad, for example, you know, we've got an amazing flamenco artist coming over from Spain, and the Cervantes Institute are, you know, helping a little bit with that. And, you know, so a lot of the cultural and institutes and the embassies are very good in supporting us. So the British Embassy have supported some of the British work in the programme. And so that it's a hodgepodge of sources. So usually it works out.
Okay, very good. At least there's a broad scope there from which you can get some funding and keep the whole show on the road, so to speak.
Yeah.
Okay, well, just remind us again when it's running until, just give us maybe just the website detail again.
Yeah, so it's starting on Tuesday. It's 12 days of dance starting on Tuesday. It runs from the 20th until the 31st of May. Just to let you know, starting next week, we've got the Gandini Juggling Company out in the pavilion, and they're one to watch. They're really, really great fun. They've got an amazing show called Smashed, where they juggle apples and crockery, and you can guess from the name what happens. It's really great for all ages, adults and children, and it's running out in the pavilion, and that's from Thursday for 4 nights, for 3 days. So that will be one to catch. There's also a free outdoor performance in Dunleary at the Harbour Plaza on the Wednesday night, next Wednesday the 21st at 7 p.m. So you might want to catch that. And there's also Bodies in Urban Spaces. I'd just like to mention it's a really amazing piece of outdoor work taking place on Saturday and Sunday of next week.
That sounds very interesting. Yeah,
it's basically a moving trail of dancers going through the city, so you can follow it. It's on for an hour, and you can you know, just get involved in for part of the trail or follow the whole thing. But it's an Austrian company. They've done it all over the world, and basically they hang off upside down off buildings. They get into nooks and crannies you'd never think was physically possible. So it's like live body sculptures that they assemble, and then they run on. So it's an hour long trail, and that's free, and it's on it's outdoors in the city centre. So you can go on the website, DublinDanceFestival.ie, and check out where the starting points are and the times and all that.
Okay, that's great, Caroline.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Caroline, thanks very much for telling us about what's happening with the Dublin Dance Festival for this year.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
for having me. Okay,
you're very welcome. Bye. That's Caroline Kennedy there from the Dublin Dance Festival, telling us about all of the very interesting things that are happening with that festival this year. I'll be back in just a moment.